Welcome to Preaching Points. Glad you could join us today. You're listening to the podcast of the Gordon Conwell Theological Seminary, Haddon Robinson Center for Preaching. This podcast provides brief reflections on preaching that points you toward preaching excellence. And today we bring back a classic conversation where Haddon Robinson, Jeff Arthurs, and Scott Gibson discuss what might be the greatest weakness in preaching.
The greatest weakness of preaching is fuzzy thinking.
True or false?
What do you think?
True.
Huh? What do you mean by that?
Well, fuzzy thinking, somebody may not be able to think clearly, that is, get what the text is saying clearly. Somebody may not be thinking clearly on how something is applied, may not be able to speak it clearly to one's listeners because it's unclear to them. It's like the old adage, mist in the pulpit is a fog in the pew.
You know, one of the great advantages of being a teacher of homiletics is that I learn so much from my students. And one of the things I learn from them is you don't have to preach long to preach well. Here in class, you know, we're limited 15, 20 minutes at a sermon, but there are some very good student sermons in that length of time. Most of my sermons are too long, and you know why they're too long? Fuzzy thinking.
My mantra in life is less is more. I think the more you speak, the less you get accomplished, and it may well be because you haven't thought clearly about, you know, what you want to say. How do you overcome that? You know, we all fall into it. We all shoot from the lip. How do you overcome that?
Well, one thing I suggest is you don't let the time limit, that is, say you have the opportunity to preach 30 minutes, to think that that's how much time you need to fill.
Yeah, it's the law of the hammer. If you hand someone a hammer, they will find things to pound, whether it needs to be pounded or not. If you give a preacher 30 minutes, we'll fill it up.
Or 45 minutes or, right. Or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll fill it up.
Let me suggest something else. So simple, I'm embarrassed to mention it. No sermon has ever failed because it had a clear outline. I find that I have to outline my thought so that not only do I have the main assertions, what we call Roman numerals, but the supporting assertions. And then to ask, does A and B support one? Does two, Roman numeral two, follow out of one? What an outline does, it forces you to take the fuzz off your thinking. Be clear.
You can see it in graphic form when you outline. A lot of people just plunge in and start writing without that structure. Let's go back even a step further or preceding the outline, and that is that central idea. Mm-hmm. Too many preachers are content to get a theme from a passage, faith or the second coming or whatever, and that's good, that's a start. But what are you saying about faith? Or what is the author saying about faith? So clear thinking on the message of the text is really foundational to stamp out fuzzy thinking.
Yeah, and sometimes what happens is that folks don't spend the time in the text to get the idea. They already think they know what the text says, and they're already fuzzy about what they think the text says.
I think another factor is that we don't work enough on our transitions, so that when we go from one movement to another, we don't spend time making that bridge. That may be a matter of technique, but it may be that we haven't thought clearly about how the second assertion in our sermon follows from the first, so that the flow of thought isn't clear to us as preachers, and then obviously it's not going to become clear to the people.
And a good transition can actually be reduced to one word. I don't mean that in the sermon itself we'll say just one word. In fact, we shouldn't do that. They won't know that we're making a transition. But conceptually, a transition shows logical development. Is the transition but? Is it for example? Is it therefore? Is it and? And a good transition shows that kind of logical tightness.
And the tightness fits in terms of the tightness of the thinking of the text itself, what the idea is, and then how we let it flow out into a clear development through the outline. That then helps to shave off the fuzzy thinking that so many of us experience. And so for all of us as preachers, we really want to do just that, because we know one of the greatest weaknesses of preaching is fuzzy thinking, and we want to deal with it well.
Yeah, this was a big thing with Haddon. Be clear, no fuzzy thinking. Have a central idea, not just a theme, and know what the text is saying. Haddon Robinson, Jeff Arthurs, and Scott Gibson in this classic edition of the Preaching Points podcast, the podcast of the Haddon Robinson Center for Preaching at Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary in South Hamilton, Massachusetts. Now, we've got some great ways for you to grow in your preaching, from our flexible THM in preaching to a Doctor of Ministry in preaching. Or you can check out a relationship with London School of Theology if you're considering PhD studies. Please visit our website at gcts.edu. And as always, thanks for listening to Preaching Points.